T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92 on the game on this Monday. If it looks like football, smells like football, it's because it is football. This first week of the NFL preseason. Yes, the NFL starts this week. In 3 days, we're going to have NFL football. Thursday night football, Hall of Fame game, Dallas Cowboys against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like how Jerry Jones went out there and said, you know, in our opening game when we take on the Buccaneers, it's like David versus Goliath. I'm like, okay. Yeah, they're better than you right now. Wait a second. You're the Dallas Cowboys. You're never okay. Whatever. There, Jerry. Yeah, your stadium's worth like $3 billion. Okay. You know, try and paint yourself as this, you know, oh, we're a lowly little underdog. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, sure. I guess.
If I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, I'm saying, wait, that's not acceptable. We should never be, you know, I mean.
Oh, no, Dallas Cowboy fans are delusional. I mean, I get, yeah, you should know that about them cats. They wild. Those are wild individuals.
Oh, by the way, speaking of football in Texas, did you see the stories that the Buffalo Bills are
moving,
flirting with Austin?
Yeah, the Austin Bills, which is pretty cool. I would think it's not cool for Bills Mafia because they're gonna.
Boy, oh, I hadn't thought about that, Hugh. That's right. Can you see Bills Mafia existing in Austin, Texas?
Nah, bro. Let me tell you. You talk about some people that are gonna go through it. Like if they leave, it's gonna be some. Sick Buffalonians. Buffalonians.
Buffalonians?
Buffalitos?
I don't know.
It's going to be some Sif Buffalitos.
Buffalvillians?
You know what? Listen, Bills Mafia is huge here in Atlanta. I bet you didn't know that, John Freaky.
Oh, no. You know what I did, and you want to know what I figured that out?
What's that?
When we played the Bills.
Yeah.
And I got on that train, and it was like, oh, my God.
Man, listen. Bills Mafia is huge. In Atlanta. Huge. Did not know that. Yeah.
I got off the platform there at Little Five Points, and I thought, you know, I was going to a Bills home game.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. Bills Mafia ain't no joke. Here in the A. For real.
Yeah. And so, the Buffalo Bills, they're wanting a new stadium. They want the taxpayers to pay for it. Good luck in New York, right? But that's what they want. And they're asking for $1.5 billion for a new stadium. And if they don't get it, they're now trying. They did this a few years ago. They flirted with the idea of going to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're talking about Austin, Texas, you know, and that Austin would build them.
Texas could potentially have 3 football teams. Go figure. That's crazy.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, they've got enough people to have 3 football teams. Sure, I would think. I mean, man, we've got 27 million people. I mean, California still has 4. Yeah,
that would be. People. I don't know. I don't think. Like I said, the mafia would not be happy about that.
I'm sort of surprised that they would want to go to Austin and not San Antonio. I mean, San Antonio is a slightly bigger town, but also doesn't have. You know, I mean, Austin does have. They have a resident football team that sucks the oxygen out of the room. You know what I mean? Yeah, you go to Austin as if you're an NFL team in Austin. Let's be clear, Hugh. You are the number 2 team in town.
Was you talking about Dallas?
No, in Austin.
But who's the number 1?
The Texas Longhorns.
Oh.
Always and forever.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, Didn't even think about that, John. I wasn't even thinking about college when you said
You are always and forever the number 2 team. Yeah, I don't care. You could win 10 Super Bowls. You're still the number 2 team. I mean, it just is. That's the way it is. You know, you just we were talking about Austin. That's why I surprised a little bit. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The whole thing about the Bills moving was kind of an interesting little take there. And they're just strong-arming to get tax money is all they're doing. Quick update around the NFC South as we talk to you about the Falcons offense here. The Falcons, as you know, will open against the Tennessee Titans a week from Thursday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Buccaneers will open at home next week against Cincinnati and Joe Burrow. It says here that Tom Brady is actively working on his speed. Why?
He trying to move around in the pocket, be versatile. He trying to run with them young Thundercats, John Fricky.
At this point.
It's a wrap. Kiss the baby.
Yeah, just.
You never know. He could probably get faster. Anything is possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Brady actively working on his speed. You know, I know that Matt Ryan's doing the same thing. He came out and said that too. But I understand for Matt Ryan. I mean,
all slow as molasses. Both of them slow.
You know, I mean, I can understand.
But I mean,
it for
you
Matt
do,
Ryan.
Do what you got to do.
The Saints will open against the Baltimore Ravens of Baltimore. They have Devontae Freeman now on their team, so he went to the dark side. I don't know what that does for them, but I was sort of surprised that they made that move. I'm not really sure.
They need a running back.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he was available.
Yeah, okay.
Congratulations to him getting another cruise season, though. That's what it's all about.
Carolina Panthers will open against Indianapolis. And no real news to report from Carolina camp. It's been kind of quiet, which I guess is good news for Matt Rhule and the Carolina Panthers as they just kind of settle into Sam Darnold as their new quarterback. Meanwhile, the team they're going to play in Indianapolis, suddenly that opening game becomes crucial to them because they got to develop another quarterback. There was a lot of belief. I was among them, Hugh, that thought Carson Wentz is going to get a new lease on life. He's going to go play for a coach in Frank Reich, who is maybe one of the top two or three quarterback coaches in all of the NFL. You know, played quarterback for the Bills and was a good quarterback and great quarterback at Maryland and knows how to handle quarterbacks, goes and then gets injured again. Oh, my, again! How many times does this dude get injured?
Yeah, they were, yeah. And then on top of that, I saw some people, they were feeling some kind of way about, number one, him being injured and him answering a question about his vaccination status. Like, people,
right.
like, you know what, man? Listen, way to put a bullseye on your back. You know, I mean, because whether or not you are, which is your business, I got to state, it was just funny how people automatically just went in on him. And when they asked him the question, he said, oh, that's just I like to keep that to myself. Man, you might as well just say no, because that's what people are thinking, you know. But why would they ask him that question anyway?
You know? Well, because, you know, there are a lot of guys out there now. They are grumbling you hard. Even the NFLPA is starting to make some – this whole thing about putting wristbands on people.
Oh, no, it's a big deal.
Yeah,
it's a big deal. But John, it's designed to do exactly what they wanted to do. Single people out.
Right.
That's what it's doing.
They're trying to do that.
No, that's what
make
it's
no
doing.
Make no mistake. It's exactly what they're doing.
That's
they're
what
trying
it's
to,
doing.
They're trying to shame people.
Yeah. I mean, but listen, man. If that's the decision that you made, you had to know that it was going to come to this. I mean, we've been moving towards this ever since we've been dealing with all of this. So, yeah.
Well, one of the guys asked an interesting question. I mean, are they going to make them wear them during games?
Probably. You're going to have to wear them. I just think it's funny how you did not see this coming. Like seriously, you didn't see this coming. You didn't see this as being an issue at all. You didn't see that. Like you didn't know that this was coming down the pipe. Like when we were dealing with this in the NFL, aggressively, you know, tried to get the season going. You didn't see this coming. Like, I don't know. Has anybody heard about what Cole Beasley has had to say? You know, because
he ain't alone anymore. I mean, there's other guys that are out there too. Right?
But the bottom line is this, John. The NFL season is right around the corner.
Right.
And there are going to be some guys. I mean, all of those guys, I'm assuming, that have an issue with it are going to play.
I don't think every team is doing it, and I think that's part of the, you know, it's not like a league-wide thing. It's just a few teams, handful. I'd have to look. I don't think the Falcons are doing it. I don't
mean
believe
having people
wear wristbands.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that it's league-wide. I think it's, you know, on something. Because the Falcons, last I checked, I think the Falcons are saying that they were at or north of 90%.
Oh, Orange just told me that the Falcons are they got the highest vaccination rate in the NFL. So
yeah, good, yeah, they were at or north of 90%.
So shout out to the Atlanta Falcons, man, for guys, you know, taking care of business.
You know, I mean, so it'll be interesting to see what happens with all this. Yeah, will they make them wear the – is this going to become mandated by the league, you know, this whole thing?
And the wristband of shame. Shame!
You know.
Shame!
You got, you know, such and such a, you know, a player, you know.
Ooh.
You know, tight end.
So-and-so ain't there, got no wristband.
You know, his unvaccinated wristband fell off, and he'll have to get a new unvaccinated wristband put on. He'll have to come out of the game. Oh, man.
He ain't.
Here we go.
He ain't vaccinated. Yeah, that's how they doing it.
You ain't vaccinated. Oh, there'll be some kind of cheer for that one.
Yeah.
You know?
But you know what, man? You knew. You had to know it was moving towards this. Because when we talked about it, John, and, you know, we knew that you couldn't make it mandatory. We know that. But you can make it uncomfortable. You could definitely make it uncomfortable. Just like when, you know, I told you, when people say that, like they start the conversation, you vaccinated? No. Oh, all right then. Well, I'll talk to you later.
I mean, you know, the dating thing. Yo, thank God. I don't envy any of you guys that aren't married.
What's your COVID status? Like, you do get that. Like, what's your COVID status? So they're sneaking in there. Yeah, I got my shot the other day. Yep. Da, 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 da. Oh, yeah, for real. Yeah, yeah, you got your shot? Oh, all right,
dear. Yeah. I mean, it is. It's a thing, I guess, you know.
It is.
COVID status, you know, people put it on their profiles, you know. Even the people that are, you know, in relationships who leave their status as single, they're putting that in their profiles.
Oh, wow.
Not that I'm checking people's status and questioning
it. Yeah, my Facebook page, John Fricky.
Yeah, that's the thing. People looking at people's status on Facebook.
COVID. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Making phone calls. You all right? Everything cool? I saw your status was single. None of your damn business.
As we count down for football, that includes, of course, our countdown to college football, which is just around the corner as well. We are 26 days away from college football opening up the season, and a little over a month away from Georgia-Clemson in that showdown in Charlotte. Mike Griffith of Dog Nation to join us to talk about the very latest as the Dogs prep for what is going to be one remarkably gigantic opening game. Next, with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on The Game and Odyssey.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on The Game from the Mobile Kia Studios as we get ready for football this week. College football around the corner, 26 days away to the first Saturday of college football. And that first Saturday on the 28th of August isn't a huge Saturday. There's some big-name teams playing, but it's not a huge Saturday. It's the next Saturday, though, Hugh. That's September the 4th with those two big – I mean, that Labor Day weekend thing, right? And the two big games that day here in Atlanta, Alabama, and Miami of Florida, and then – Do we have to say Miami of Florida anymore? I don't think so. We just say Miami, right?
I guess, yeah.
Now, it used to be you had to say Miami of Florida because it was Miami of Florida and Miami of Ohio. I think you just say Miami. Everybody knows what you're talking about. And then, of course, the Georgia-Clemson, which is just simply the biggest non-conference game scheduled in America all year. and it just happens to be opening day in Charlotte. Mike Griffith is the senior writer of Dog Nation, and he joins us this morning on the waveport.com hotline as we talk about the dogs more and everything else with college football. Hey, Mike.
Mike.
Good morning, guys.
So, Mike, how does Kirby balance, because it was hot this weekend, how does he balance getting the guys ready for Clemson and not overworking them in this hot weather?
Who says he's not overworking them? I think there's been a lot of work in Athens. I think that I think this team's ready to start football. When is it? Football practice in August is a relief from your training, but I think that's kind of where we're at. These guys are ready to put the pads on and get ready to put the pads on first. Obviously, they got an acclimation period, but I think they're ready to start playing football. You know, the conditioning this summer was tough. I heard all indications this was Kirby really pulled the cork on this one. This was a tough off season, and the Bulldogs they want to be conditioned and now get down to business.
Mike, has the reality of this whole, now that it's paperwork official here, this whole Texas and Oklahoma thing. Do you expect that it's going to happen, we're going to get out in 2025, that you really expect it's going to happen next year?
I'm not putting anything past these folks anymore. I'm going to tell you something, guys. I got to tell you, I am really disgusted and disappointed and disheartened that these people, these academians that take this higher ground and to be better than everyone, that we aren't supposed to question on college football committees because these administrators are just such a higher perfect power, would pull such a sneaky, underhanded move that threatens to destroy college football behind everyone's backs. And so these are the people. I just want to get this straight here. Now, these are the people we've been told that get selected, the same family of people that become commissioners, that become presidents and chancellors and serve on the college football. How could you question them? I'll tell you how I could question them. Texas and Oklahoma. You want to talk about sneaky? You want to talk about disgraceful? These are people that are supposed to be setting the example in our society for students. Hey, here's how you do it, kids. Backdoor deals and leave universities and college students everywhere hanging out to dry. Drop the transparency. We're going backdoor on this one. This is unbelievable. This is and the SEC's party to this. We're just going to look the other way and pretend like they're not standing by while this college football looting is going on. We're going to move past it. It's happened, right? The blood is dry on the sidewalk, but we know what happened here. This was a horrible transaction. The way this occurred, the lack of integrity is just appalling to me.
Yeah, but it's going to get potentially worse. Mike, a couple of things. Again, give me a quick yes or no, because I want to know the answer. Just your gut feeling. This cannot last. This is going to be the most awkward, uncomfortable year in the Big 12, and this whole thing about 2025 is not going to happen. And so what's going to happen is they're going to be in the league next year, right?
I don't know. I don't know because money fuels everything. Not logic or rationale anymore. It's all about the mighty dollar. Again, these presidents and chancellors that tell us, how wonderful they are, they just cut these backdoor deals without regard to programs and human beings and fans and things like that. Look, here's the thing. If this was the NFL, if this was pro sports, I'd go, oh, yeah, it's pro sports, right? But this is college. Can we at least pretend?
Anymore, it's pro sports. Hugh.
Okay. Your point is made. You just said it. You just said it. We have officially flipped the switch between NIL, between expanded playoffs, and now backdoor dealings. You're right. It is what it is. It's still college football. I still want to hear the band instead of the music piped in. Can we do that a little bit longer, by the way? Stadiums everywhere want to pipe in music and advertising
instead
of letting the band play.
Right.
My sound. Can you get off my lawn this morning, by the way?
So you guys really think that this is the end of college sports the way that we know it or used to know it?
Well, I mean, it's free agency. I mean, just look at the Georgia lineup this year, right? I mean, I say that, that you're going to have a new wide receiver and a new corner and a new defensive back, star player, three new starters via the transfer portal. But I'm also going to tell you Georgia's lost 17 guys in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. They lost 17 guys. And the guys that they've lost – all went to FBS institutions, which beats the spread. Most of these guys that transfer, I was looking at some data yesterday, most of the guys that transfer from FBS schools, only 46% of them end up at another FBS school. Most of them drop out or drop down a level. So the fact that all those 17 Georgia transfers over the last two seasons are at other FBS schools, I think Old Dominion's FBS now, means that the guys that have left have been good and they've been placed and it's worked out for them. So it's kind of worked for Georgia's players, I think. But you look around the country, this transfer portal, you know, there's a lot of guys going in. They ain't coming out, you know. I mean, they end up on a milk cart. Wait, whatever happened to, he went in the portal. You know, it's like the black hole of college sports. You know, now he's working at Avis or something. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's true. Most of the guys just sit there in the portal and they don't get picked up for whatever reason. And we're talking to Mike Griffith, the Dog Nation, ahead of the Georgia really getting intense in camp and getting ready for the Clemson game. And you're right here. I mean, it is kind of a free agency moment for a lot of these guys, and this is what college sports has become. I want to continue on this if we can, just because it's the hot topic. I get a sense, Mike, that we're not done yet. Florida State came out and raised its hand. Florida State is in almost a full-blown panic down there about what might happen. And Florida State, we have commentators. Clemson hasn't said this. We have national commentators saying, well, you know, Clemson ought to reach out. Now, we know that the Georgia, Florida, South Carolina cabal has blocked Florida State. They blocked Clemson. They blocked Miami. They blocked Georgia Tech. I get that. But now Florida State's out there kind of actively starting to, maybe not to the SEC, but who says that the Big Ten isn't going to call Tallahassee? You know what? We're not, this Texas-Oklahoma thing, we're not done yet.
Yeah, you know, we're not, you know, I think we're probably, you know, I guess everybody's kind of got their theory of what's going to happen next. I raised my hand on the four 16-team super conferences, right? But then what do you do to Notre, you know, what do you do with Notre Dame? Is the question, you know, Notre
well,
Dame
what do
saying,
they
we
do?
Got our own
I mean, that's up to
here.
Them. I mean,
it is until it isn't, you know, that you like for right now in this expanded playoff model, they couldn't be one of the top four teams, right? They were going to have to play an extra playoff game every year as things
right.
stood. So,
correct.
But that whole model might get blown up now because everybody's stepping back looking, wait a minute. You know, we thought this was going to be the model before the SEC, you know, went to the 16 teams. Now, and I will say this in defense of the SEC, I will say this. And most of my anger and disappointment is aimed at Texas and Oklahoma, but they've been bullying leagues and bullying people around there for decades, right? They used to take a bigger share of the conference commission conference check than any other teams. I mean, that really happened. You talk about inequity, my goodness. But if you're the SEC and someone knocks on the door, Texas and Oklahoma knock on the door and say, you know what, we're leaving the Big 12. We're going to give you first crack at us. You sit back and you go, you know, we really like what we've got, but if we don't take them,
Somebody else
did.
Will. Yeah,
Pac-12 might. So if this is going to happen, you know, and Georgia's athletic director likes to say that, you know, change is inevitable, but growth is optional. I think that's what was going on. Change was inevitable here. Texas and Oklahoma were getting happy feet. The TV deal wasn't going well. They were seeing the SEC getting more powerful. They said, you know what, we got to get out of here. And I don't like the way they went about it. I made that pretty clear. But if you're the SEC and they knock on your door and say, if we don't get them, you say, well, what the heck? We might as well. The chicken's flown the coop. You know, this is going to happen. So we might as well get these two. I don't think the SEC will go beyond 16. I don't.
Yeah, it's just the Wild West. And people act like you. They do. I'll defend the SEC. They act like it's new. Let's not forget. Wait a second. Texas A&M, Arkansas, and Texas are all in the same league, right? They used to all be in the same league. It's called the Southwest Conference.
Yeah.
So I mean,
part of the reason they left was because of the way Texas and Oklahoma did business. And now
right, exactly. Well,
no,
Texas did business. I mean, let's call it what it is. It's Texas.
And I'm gonna tell you what my fear is. This is what my fear is. My fear is that Texas is so powerful. I'm talking about University of Texas, by the way. The University of Texas is so powerful and has so much money. And we know now that they do backdoor deals, right? We knew that before, but this has been the most flagrant thing I've ever. This is unbelievable. They make a movie out of this, but you know that they could pull some deal to get Alabama and Auburn pushed to the east so they can control the West.
Exactly.
Could they pull that off? Could they get Alabama pushed
yes.
to the east?
Yes.
Wow.
They could.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you split it to two 8-team divisions, great. That's the logical thing to do is put Alabama and Auburn in the east. That's correct.
I think you move Auburn over to the east, you know.
I don't think you can split Alabama and Auburn. I just don't.
Why? You know, they become an annual opponent. You know, listen.
No, I think they want to get rid of that whole annual thing so that they can get more Alabama versus Georgia and Texas versus Florida.
Wait a minute. You know, the same people that are telling me I'm crazy because Georgia shouldn't be playing in Jacksonville every year, you know, 60 miles from the Florida campus and 340 miles from there at a quote-unquote neutral site, are the same people because of tradition. You know, play Georgia Tech while you're at it. They're lousy and you get nothing out of it but injuries, but play them anyway. Now we're saying get rid of the annual cross-division. You know, what's left? Are we going to, you know, take the G off the helmet and, you know, Alabama going to wear different colors every week? I mean, good grief. I mean, is nothing sacred anymore?
Nope.
No, you're right. You're right.
We got you going this morning.
Hugh just laughing. Hugh's loving it. You know, Hugh, you knew this was coming. That's what gets me. Hugh knew. He lit this up. He threw that match knowing exactly what was going to happen this morning. He got me ready. He read me like a lineman. Like, you know what? I know where that running back's going. I'm going to blow him up.
No, I promise you, I did not know it was going to be like this. I did not know it was going to set you off like that.
Mike Griffith, the Dog Nation. You can read the very latest coverage of the Dogs, dognation.com. I'm sure there'll probably be another dig or two at Georgia Tech in there somewhere. And, of course, we get ready for that gigantic opening game for Georgia against Clemson on September the 4th. All right. Thanks much. I do appreciate it, Mike.
You're the man.
All right, guys. Have a great one.
All right, Mike Griffith, senior writer, DogNation.com and the WaveForward.com hotline. Sweet Tea brings that tea every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. What did she see at practice over the weekend for the Atlanta Falcons? And more next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Is that on a hot topic?
Yeah.
No worries. Anitra's got you covered as Sweet Tea brings the tea on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the lady who does just about everything, Anitra, joins us to do Sweet Tea. Hey, T, what up?
Sweet Tea.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
How you doing?
Fine. How was your weekend, guys?
Oh, everything was. My weekend was great. I didn't do too much. I washed my truck. It was hot. But, yeah, I've had fun. It was cool.
Oh, yeah. You know, I thought about you yesterday because there was this high-speed chase for a charger that was stolen. Oh, you heard about that.
Yeah, it wasn't mine.
I know. No. That's what I told Joyce. I was like, well, it wasn't Hughes because it got stolen.
Did they catch the charger?
Yeah, apparently.
All right, then it wasn't Hughes.
I understand.
Yeah, they didn't catch mine. They didn't catch the guy that got mine.
Definitely not Hughes. Definitely not Hughes. How was your weekend, John?
Fine. Stuff around the house, you know, I mean, prepping for today's my wife's birthday, so I've got to.
Happy birthday, Maven.
Yeah, so I've got to been dealing with getting ready for that. You know how it is, you know.
Nice. Yeah. Well, so what are we doing to celebrate the Maven? Oh, is it a surprise? If it's a surprise, don't
divulge. Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, no. Okay, so we'll have the debrief on it Wednesday.
I was thinking, you know, I'll tell you exactly what we're doing. It's not a surprise. I'm making spaghetti. My bolognese is her favorite dish in the world, so I'm going to make bolognese.
You know, Hugh, John has talked about that bolognese forever. And yet, we've not had a sample.
Not a one.
Well, leftovers, see, just...
What, I'm supposed to bring it to camp? I mean, I
I know at this rate, right?
It has been, you know, of course, not with this stupid variant. I'm wondering if we're going to get back in the studio on September 7th. I hope we do, but you never know, right?
Right.
You know, I keep waiting for that shoe to drop. Oh, no, you guys are going to be, so forget about that. It's going to be October, November, whatever. You know, it has been how long? Hang on here.
Right. Well, so that brings actually a story, and I wasn't even going to mention this, but you bring up a great point just about how things are different, right? Because, of course, got to see you, got to see Abe, Eric Davis a couple days ago. So Saturday after training camp, of course, we had the presser, and we had Matt Ryan was at the podium and Arthur Smith's at the podium. So Arthur, you know, by this time, this is, you know, your third or fourth time seeing Arthur Smith during training camp, third to be exact, so all good. But we got a chance to see Matt Ryan, and, you know, really haven't seen him at the podium in like 2 years. So it was kind of exciting because, you know, I asked him, hey, the fans, they just roared, like fans went crazy when he went over to, you know, toss a football to them. Cal Ridley went to say what's up, threw his gloves in the, you know, in that little hill area, right? So I asked him, hey, how was that for you? Because, you know, that's been 2 years in the making, and he got really excited. He was like, yeah, you know, we miss the fans coming out here. Really gives us energy, and we miss the media. I was like, you miss us? And he just kind of chuckled, and he was like, kind of, at least as of today.
Well, you know what? We're pretty mild here in this town.
We are.
I guarantee you, you will say no Eagles player said, "Yeah, we missed you, media."
No. It's mostly like you get the heavy critiques from the fan base. But yeah, I don't think too many people saying too much of that. Yeah.
Hey, Howard, we missed you.
Right. Like,
for real?
Seriously? That's what I said. I was like, really? You missed us? And he laughed and he was like, yeah, for now. He's like, at least today. We'll see how long it lasts.
Yeah, how long that lasts.
Well, yeah. But we are. It's a nice fan base. It's a nice media base because even the fans, you know, the offense screwed up for the second time in a couple weeks because I think they did it a couple weeks back in OTAs where they had to, you know, run laps. And one of the fans was like, yeah, you can't do that. Like, you got to get it together. And I thought, yeah, that's just, that's about as harsh as it gets because right after that, they went into a chant of re-ready and just moved right along. So, yeah, nice fan base, nice media base. But when you mentioned that, John, it made me chuckle because things have been so different that even Matt Ryan said he missed us. Yeah.
By the way, you can answer this question because I didn't look closely enough to notice it. Are the Falcons one of these teams doing the wristband thing? Did you notice? Yeah, the COVID wristband thing?
No.
The vaccine wristband thing?
Yeah. I'm pretty darn sure because I think we asked them about that along with, having masks on. Of course, that was right before divulged, the information. So, one thing about them. The Falcons, and when I spoke with Arthur Blank, he spoke about that extensively. He spoke about it at the podium.
Right.
Arthur Smith spoke about it. Like, they are really, really serious about this safety piece. In fact, we got a nice friendly reminder from the head of communications, David Bassidy. Sent us a nice little reminder. And that was right at that same moment when, Matt Ryan's coming off the podium and the now director for communications, Matt Haley, was announced as getting his promotion. So,
Matt Haley getting a promotion.
Yeah, everybody's kind of excited, dapping him up or whatever. And it's like, whoa, because that means you're also within that 6 feet window of where Arthur Smith and Matt Ryan are standing. So, yeah, we got a nice little reminder. But I respect that because we all have to be super careful. And, we get excited because we all haven't seen one another in a minute in person. It's just been, ad nauseum Zoom. But you still have to kind of maintain that distance.
Yeah, it's all about comfort for people, too.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, that's the thing that you have to remember throughout all of this is that even though, you might think you're cool, somebody might not be cool with you in a personal space.
Yeah, and you have to know, are they okay with a hug? Do they still
You got to read the room. You got to be able to read the room. You got to read the room. So, yeah.
Yeah, because Hugh and I had a photo shoot on Friday over at the locker room.
And it was awkward. Yeah, because it was like you don't know how.
How do you move?
Yeah, how do you move around somebody? Yeah,
I was absolutely comfortable around Hugh, but the other people I don't know. I mean,
you don't
I
know.
Mean, you know,
don't
I,
know.
Yeah, I don't know. Exactly. I mean, I know Heather, but I don't know her. I mean, it's like
you don't know if she basically what you say is you know if she got back. I don't know if she
exactly.
got vaccinated.
Right, and then you go into that whole mode of like you go into whisper mode, and that actually happened with Shamia Morton and I hosting the Hawks draft party. Because, we had to we were bantering back and forth between like every, five or six or seven draft picks. That's when I'd have to come out and kind of talk to her. Mm-hmm. And when we did our first run through, we were standing close to one another and I had taken off my mask for a second and she didn't have her mask on. And so we, literally lean over, I'm vaxxed. Are you? Okay. Yeah. You too. Okay. Good. We're good.
So, yeah. Cause that unfortunately, but that's what you got to do. You be like,
I saw where there's a thing where people are holding up, two fingers like the victory sign. And, that's vax. How you hold up, the two, like deuces. It used to be deuces.
Right.
Now it's vax. V for vax.
Right. Man, this
that's not you're out. I'm vaccinated. So
I'm telling you, John, it's a huge talking point, man. I mean, it is. I mean, it's no joke. When you're talking about people getting sick and then, everybody's dealing with the new variant now. I mean.
Right.
Yeah, it's show enough a talking point.
Yeah, I give all shouts out, prayers, hugs, love, good energy to all our educators. And our students who are going back into class for the most part, unless you're somewhere.
By the way, didn't school start today?
Yes.
Wow. And they are virtual. They are back in school, except two schools in Clayton County who have to quarantine right off the bat because just a wave of positives went through that those two schools. So yeah, but everybody else pretty much standing pat.
Here's thinking about all the teachers, all the administrators, yeah. all the students.
Students.
Let's not forget about students.
Yes.
And all of you that everything goes well, and I'm glad you're getting back into school. By the way, 497 days. 497 days. That's our last show in the studio.
Yeah, that is crazy. That is absolutely
crazy.
It does. And it does show, because Jarvis and I, it was our first time doing our show in studio together Saturday. And you've got those moments of kind of weirdness, like, okay, how do we move around? Kind of how do we interact, if you will? But something that was not, it was weird, but it wasn't weird, because I kept thinking to myself, how do 14 years go by and nobody figures out that this thing is a thing? But it did happen in Oregon. This husband planned a special surprise for his wife on their 14th wedding anniversary, and it was a private screening, but it was never before seen wedding video. So apparently Drew and Kayla Gottfried got married in July of 07, shortly after the honeymoon. They received a wedding video, but the tape was actually blank. So all these years went by and they're thinking, no, it's gone. There's no footage, so on and so forth. But actually, turns out there is footage. Some friend of theirs got hold of, I guess, raw, the unedited version of it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so the husband decided to rent out an entire movie theater and set up a nice little, dinner and everything. And as they were reminiscing about the footage, which they'd done every single year, like, dang. And she'd always say, boy, I sure wish we had that footage. I'm bummed we don't have the footage. So he let her do that again, but this time he had the footage. Nice.
Oh, that's so nice. I guess that's what it is to be in a really strong and loving relationship, to have that kind of wherewithal and thought.
Yeah.
To make that a big deal.
Yeah, except you know what?
That's Facebook official right there.
Wait a second. did he rent a stadium? Did he rent a Major League Stadium? Because if he didn't, he could have played it on the big screen at a Major League
stadium. So the movie theater doesn't get credit?
No,
he trying to be on Drake status.
Yeah, no, you got to go to school.
Or Kanye status.
Yeah, he trying to be Drake status.
But because Drake had the date there, right?
He had the date.
Yeah, you got it. In order to do Drake thing, you got to have
Bronny's
Drake money.
Baby friend's baby mama. I don't know, or something like that. I don't know. Beats me.
You got to have that Drake money rolling like that. But hey, look, if somebody rented out a movie theater for me, that would work.
I mean, because I could see that. I mean, that's cool though. I mean, the thought, it's the thought that counts, ain't it?
Yeah.
It's the thought, right?
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't
have
to even go
cost,
as far. Right. And I was thinking the same thing. Like, you wouldn't even have to go so far as renting out a movie theater for me. Like.
Oh, no. I just got a bad email. I got a bad text.
Like, something special.
All right. Thanks, T.
Thanks, guy.
Have a good one.
Oh, I'm in trouble. I am in serious.
What you do?
Serious trouble. Okay, I'll tell you right after the break. I'm in big trouble. I'll tell you why right after the break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.